It's a beautiful time of year to be out walking. The weather's warming up. Nature makes these walks amazing. But sometimes life is so busy, finding time for the walk can be a challenge. My sponsor, Factor Meals, has the solution. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen. They only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This is one of my favorites from Factor Meals. I loved it. And it was ready in 2 minutes. So no shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. More time for these wonderful walks outdoors. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. When you're out walking, it's important to stay hydrated. And it's important to have water that is healthy, water that you actually want to drink. And can I tell you how much I love my Aqua True water? It's amazing. By the way, in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 20% off at aquatrue.com. Are you aware of the research by the Environmental Working Group that indicates virtually every home in America has harmful contaminants in tap water? Well, the Aqua True purifiers are able to remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, and they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. My sponsor, Aqua True, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and today you'll get 20% off any Aqua True purifier. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, enter the code WALKING at checkout. 20% off any Aqua True water purifier when you go to aquatrue.com and use promo code WALKING. Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made to yourself. And we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. I don't know if you can tell at the moment, but as we walk for 10 minutes, you will certainly hear the wind. It is a windy morning here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's actually, my perception is, and Ava's perception is, that the last few months have been windier than normal. In the winter, when the temperature is lower, this wind was kind of brutal. In the summer, it feels really nice, particularly on those super hot days in July and August. You have that wind coming off the ocean, and it cools things down really nicely. In fact, I've heard the difference between living here on the coast of South Carolina and living a little further inland is pretty dramatic in the summertime. Anyhow, all that to say, as we walk today, you're probably going to hear the wind. It's a little stronger this morning than it has been. A few days ago, I saw a book that I wanted. Looked like a good book. Actually, I heard a podcast. I was listening to a podcast, and the guest was the author of this book. And it was really intriguing, really interesting, and I thought I might want to buy that book. So I went to the bookstore, looked at it, skimmed through it, wasn't quite convinced, went home, thought about it some more. In fact, couldn't stop thinking about it. Went back to the bookstore and got the book. And I've been reading it, and I'm really glad that I bought it. Both of those trips to the bookstore were on foot. The bookstore is about a mile or so from where we live. The first time I stopped, I was actually out on my walk. So I was listening to the podcast. It was my regular walk, and the bookstore was open. So I stopped in, found the book, looked at it, went home, couldn't stop thinking about it. So then intentionally went back to the bookstore to buy the book and walked both times. We have a guy who lives in our neighborhood, towards the back of the neighborhood. And every now and then, I will see him out walking. His name is Robin. I don't think he's walking just to walk, although I will see him with his wife and young son, and they'll be out walking together. And that feels more like, well, we're taking a walk. But every time I see Robin, he's either walking to work or walking to the gym. Not long ago, I saw a post on the Start Today Facebook group, a guy named Neville, and it was a selfie that he took. I think it was early in the morning. And Neville, like Robin, had been to the gym and walked to the gym. I don't recall how far the gym was from where Neville lived, but it was probably more than a block away because it was sort of a big deal in his post that he walked to the gym. What do these three have in common? Oh, and I'm going to throw one more into the mix. A parking lot. And why I park in the back of the parking lot and the impact that it had on me since I started doing that in 2013. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. I got my first Fitbit and, like so many others, instantly set the goal of 10,000 steps a day and almost as instantly discovered, oh, this is really hard. I thought I was going to ace this thing, not so much. And so I did some research, went online, how do you get more steps? How do you reach 10,000 steps? And there were a bunch of ideas, and almost all of the sites that I saw listed either as number one or certainly within the top five, the recommendation that you park in the back of the parking lot. You want to get more steps? Park in the back of the parking lot. And so that's what I started doing. Well, this is, I'm going to get 10,000. I'm going to park in the back of the lot. Recently, I did a YouTube video about this very thing, and I actually, in real time, tracked how many steps I got from parking in the very back of the lot. And this is a pretty big parking lot. And from the very back of the lot to the front of the store, it was a mall, it was about 310 steps. So round trip, that's 600 steps. So to do that alone and get 10,000 steps, I'd have to go to the mall. What is that? At least 14 times? Yeah, that's not happening. And so I also quickly learned that simply parking in the back of the lot was not going to get me 10,000 steps. But it did something else. It had an impact that still endures today. In fact, it was part of that walk to the bookstore. And I don't know if Robin or Neville consistently park in the back of the lot, but they've got the same thing going on as well. It's what I call a lifestyle of fitness. Because oftentimes when we begin pursuing fitness, when we add exercise to what we do, it tends to become this other thing, a box that gets checked off. Okay, I got my exercise in, I went to the gym, I did my workout, I took my walk, and you check that box off and you're done. I remember watching one YouTube video, a fitness, I don't know if he was a trainer, but he was someone who was clearly into fitness. You could tell. And he said that he realized that he would do his workout and then the rest of the day, you can hear the wind now, now walking into the wind. And for the rest of the day, he was not moving much. And he wanted to change that. He didn't want fitness, this workout, to simply be this thing that he checked off and is completed. And so the thing that happened by parking in the back of the lot, it got me to expand my horizons, to change my mindset. I began looking for opportunities to move. So, okay, I can park in the back of the lot and get some extra steps. What else can I do to get extra steps? And if I do that throughout the day, will it help me to reach 10,000? And so my entire mindset changed. And I, without even thinking about it, without being intentional about it, developed what I now call a lifestyle of fitness. So I'm consistently, you hear that banging? It's a trash truck. That was the first of the three vehicles that just went by, and a truck went into a parking lot and is emptying the trash, one of those large trash containers. So without even being intentional about it, that mindset of looking for opportunities to move became really a lifestyle. And it exists, it continues today. As I go through my day, I'm looking for opportunities to move. In fact, oftentimes I don't even think about it. Like going to the bookstore to buy the book, I had the time. It's like, okay, that'll be fun. It wasn't a, oh, that's so far. And it became an opportunity that had nothing to do with how many steps I got. In fact, I have no idea. It was just part of what I do now. Much like Robin. I don't know if Robin ever drives to the gym, but he certainly walks to the gym a lot. I don't know if Neville ever drives to the gym, but he certainly walks to the gym. And it becomes this mindset, this lifestyle. It's part of what you do. And that's the beauty, one of the beauties of walking for exercise, of walking as a fitness activity. It's available throughout the day. We don't have to simply limit it to this box that we check off. Okay, got it done. Now I can sit for the rest of the day. As your fitness capacity grows, and your enjoyment and your love of walking grows, you start looking for more opportunities to do this thing. And there are benefits in that. Thanks for allowing me to be part of your walk today. I'm honored. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.